Good morning. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you for this day, a day we never thought before had you not woke us up. Thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. God, you're so good and you're so worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. Thank you for blessing them to connect us together. Thank you so much for Pastor V and for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for speedy recovery for her, Lord God. Thank you so much for them answering the call. Thank you, Father God, for my sisters and each and every brother that's on this call today. Thank you for all that you have done for us, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you. Thank you for the speaker on today. Have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we won't fail to praise you. Speak to our hearts, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a fruitful Friday. God bless you all. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes. Take it away. God bless you.
Thank you so, so much for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. To God be the glory for the great things that he's done in our lives. Good morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale, coming all the way live from Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you, and we pray that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we started this call off in prayer. Today is Friday, so after part one of this call, we will take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and hear your testimonies immediately following part one of this call. We also want to let you know that we do have a website for this call, and you can go online at any time and pull up our website. And that website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see all of our bios for our speakers. You will see all of our messages have been archived on our website. And so we invite you to utilize our website at any time. It is accessible to you. Also, if you have been sitting here on the Master's Call and you've been listening to us greet you like Minister Wanda just did, and right now I'm actually hosting. And so if you feel that that is something that you have a desire to do and you want to be here to serve here on the Master's Call, then we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. The response will be either from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or from our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Immediately following this call every day, we get an opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#, and that's immediately following this call. If you are an artistpreneur on this line, I wanted to let you know, just go into your back office. There are so many exciting things that are happening in Artists International, and you want to make sure that you plug yourself in so that you'll know about what's going on. The morning motivational call is a great a vehicle that will give you motivation and inspiration on what you need to do. And then your back office will help you as well. And maybe you're on the line and you don't really know what Artists International is about. Well, someone invited you to this call today, and I would just advise you to get back with them and let them tell you definitely how an appointment with Artists can truly change your life. So without further ado, let's hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, he is no stranger to this call. He is also known in Artists International as the Lviv man. Lviv actually helped to change his life. And so Pastor John is our speaker for this morning. I so love him. I love the anointing and the power that he brings to the phone every time he comes on. He's anointed. He's a pastor. Once again, he's an artistpreneur. He's doing great things in the kingdom of God. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning none other than Pastor John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Could you hear me this morning?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. A pleasant good morning to everyone. And I trust and pray that we all had a good night. The night has been long, but nevertheless, we are here this morning in the land of the living. Today, I want to speak on a topic. If you don't hear, you will feel. Oh, my God. Did I say that? If you don't hear, you will feel. Watch this. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 18 says, "And the Lord sent you on a mission and told you, go and completely destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, until they are all dead." God is saying to us, go destroy. When you come to him, it's to destroy all the Amalekite sins we have in our lives until it's completely dead. Look at verse 22. "And Samuel replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offering and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice? Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering the fat of rams." This morning, as I said, if you don't hear, you will feel. Why? There are two ways human beings learn. To learn, we will learn. For acknowledgement, we will get it, either by instructions or by corrections. Believers who wants to talk to God can be sure that he will understand them if they speak in the language of obedience. As Jesus pondered the prospect of Calvary, he prayed seriously in the garden. When he prayed, he used the language of obedience. He prayed. His prayer to God included how he had obediently carried out the divine plan. He talked to God about his mission on earth, his instructions of the disciples, his proclamation of the word, and his introduction of the kingdom of God. Even as Christ asked that the cup that was set before him be passed over, he still spoke to God in the framework of obedience. You see, that's the most serious problem church folks are having today, is their obedience to God. We can put on a party in church. We can do a prayer breakfast well. We can put on a revival meeting well, and convocation, and all manner of things we can do well. We can sing. We can praise dance. And boy, some of us can preach. Oh, my God. Oh, he can preach. She can preach. She got the gift of gab. And when people hear us, some of us, oh, my God, take the praises. But obedience is what we are struggling with this morning. His words to God, let me get back on track, was simple. He wanted the cup to pass, but not only if it was God's will. My friends, the example Jesus gave in the garden should indicate to each of us that we that as we attempt to talk to God, we must talk to him first in the language of obedience. In this context we read this morning, we speak to God and say to him that we have attempted to carry out his will to the best of our ability, and despite our requests, we would be willing to submit ourselves to his divine plan. God places a premium on obedience, and those who speak to him in obedience speak his language. The word of God makes it clear that obedience is important to God. Leviticus 20:22 says, obedience is important to holiness. Deuteronomy 28:1 reminds us that there is a blessing for obedience. Psalms 46 reminds us that obedience is the best sacrifice. Those who want to talk to God this morning in the language of disobedience and expect him to hear them may have difficulties getting their prayers through, since God understands the language of obedience. I want you this morning to get the revelation. We are not suffering because of academics, intelligence, but because of our disobedience to God. Moses told Israel that because of their rebellion and refusing to enter the promised land this morning, God will not go to battle with them. Could you imagine? We have the best product in the world with the best company in the world, and we are suffering like this. We need to understand it's time we get back to the place where we can obey God. God has positioned them for victory through their self-will and choose defeat. Satan's strategy is to cause you to reject God's word and to follow his way. He will deceive you into compromising what God has told you to do and make you think you have obeyed God when you are actually following me, myself, and I. In the Old Testament, my friends, hallelujah. Oh, Mama Shikurabaka. Oh, they see the account of King Saul. God has anointed him as king to rule over the people and commanded him to attack the Amalekites and totally destroy everything that belonged to them, included women, children, cattle, sheep, camel, and donkey. Yet Saul followed his own will and disobeyed. Instead of obeying, oh God, hallelujah, everything as God has commanded, he spared the best of the sheep, the lambs, and the cattle. God told Samuel, I grieve. Is God grieving, oh God, in your life today? He said, I grieve. Yeah, it was King Saul. But God is grieving that he had made him, oh God, king, hallelujah, because he had turned away from me and has carried out and have not carried out my instruction. Are we in a place today where we are not listening to God, that God could grieve and says, oh, I grieve that I ever saved this young man or this young woman. Look at how I lift her up and lift him up and turn him around and plant his feet and higher ground, and she's still disobeying me. Oh, we are still disobeying God when we refuse to allow our lives to be governed by God's word and his word and choose to live as we are pleased. We have actually rejected God and turned away from him. Early the next morning, Samuel went to Saul. When he reached him, Saul said, watch this, the Lord bless thee. Do you feel like, hallelujah, like King Saul this morning? Do we feel like him? Hallelujah. Some of us only got God talk. May the Lord bless you. Oh, may the Lord keep you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we jump up. We get to the church today now, and we can wave a flag and say we're waving for Jesus. Oh, Mama, see, Kurabaka. But hallelujah, this old Saul, no, hallelujah, his lips was, oh God, good with lyrics. The Lord blessed you, Samuel, because course, hallelujah, but he was living a life of disobedience. So we can hear people all up and down our highways and byways telling people how they love God and they go to church. But the question is this morning, are you living in obedience? Are we living, hallelujah, in obedience? Let me take 60 seconds and say, I know most of us who are listening today is from this beautiful country of America, because I came here and I love it here and I'm not going anywhere. But where I came from, a third world country, Trinidad, we had corporal punishment. My mama used to say, if I don't hear, I will feel. And when she gave instruction by 6 o'clock in the evening, you need to get in, get home on a timely manner, even if you were playing and you were enjoying yourself. And I can remember more times than ever, I missed the deadline of my curfew. And she will take the switch and, oh my God, I will get a beating. They will beat you until you're breathless. Do you understand? If you don't hear, you will feel. And you say, Pastor, what kind of life that was in Trinidad? You need to ask. This is the God we serve. We are going through our changes and being disciplined by God because of we failing to obey God. He said, if my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he says, I will hear from heaven. He says, I will forgive their sins. I will hear from heaven, oh God, and I will heal their land. Do you understand? Saul says, I have carried out the Lord's instructions. Oh, Saul was deceived, my friends. Oh, Mama C. Kurabaka, he thought he had obeyed God. Samuel asks, what then is this bleeping of sheep in my ear? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear? Saul justifies his action by saying, he answered, he says, the soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroy the rest. Oh, do you understand this morning that when we get saved and we are called by God, oh, I join with the songwriter and I say, goodbye world, I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of the time. Is our mind made up this morning? Saul did not accept responsibility for his obedience. He was in the authority over the soldiers and had the ability to command them to do whatever he desires. You have, hallelujah, the authority to command yourself, hallelujah. This is what the Apostle Paul, in his writing to the Corinthians, to the people of Corinth, he says, hallelujah, I bring my body under subjection. Oh, this I preach to others, I myself must be a castaway. Do you understand? Am I speaking to someone this morning to realize this morning, hallelujah, we have the authority like Jesus did. He says, Father, take the cup away from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done, dear Father. The soldiers did not make him disobey God. No man or woman has the power to make you disobey God. No heaven, no angels, no lying tongue, no demons in hell could make you disobey God but yourself. Do you realize that every time we try to do good, evil presents itself and we have to make up our mind to obey or disobey, to be or not to be, to hear or not to hear. In the name of Jesus, you obey by an act of your will. It is my final decision. Napoleon Hill says in his book, Think and Grow Rich, your final decision is what swings your world. God doesn't want just 95% of obedience. Now watch this here. Ladies, watch this. Oh, you will love me for this. A man who is 95% faithful to his wife is 100% unfaithful to her. Are you walking in total 100% obedience today. Oh, Mama Shialabaka, we got to ask ourselves this question, and we can make this declaration as you say after me. I will govern my life by the principle and promises of God. Oh, the second declaration to make today and from today only, I will walk in 100% obedience with God. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. We are making all kind of sacrifice. We are looking for answers in your life. Are you going through the valley of the shadow of death today? Ask yourself, hallelujah, praise the Lord, if we are in total dependence on God, because the psalmist reminded us what it is, hallelujah, to obey God at every single thing in his life. That is why he declared, the Lord this morning is my shepherd. He was saying to all of us that he's willing to be a sheep, to obey the commands of a shepherd. Are you called out to be a sheep this morning? Will you be a sheep for Jesus? Will you, hallelujah, join with me and the songwriter when he says, Lord, I feel, Lord, I feel this morning. I feel, Lord, I feel deep inside of me, like going on. I want to hold on to you, Lord. I want to obey your word. If we obey God's word, watch him supply our needs according to his riches and glory. Tomorrow this time, you will, hallelujah, be rich. Tomorrow this time, you will be healed. Do you understand, church people, today? Oh, Lord God, help us. We're going to church, but we broke. The most set of people that suffering with bronchitis is a church person today. You find them in church up and down. The biggest hallelujah slang that we have among church people is that we cannot afford it. It is too expensive. Oh, the second biggest problem is that we sick. Oh, my God. Oh, buddies, we are limping to the finish line. Don't want the victory today. You want to win today. It's to begin to obey God. If you don't hear this morning, you're going to feel. If we don't hear this morning, we will feel it this morning. God move. King Saul from the throne. This man was mighty. God take him down. He cut him down to sizes. Do you realize this morning, hallelujah, that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the fat of the land. Don't you realize what it is to obey the Father in the name of Jesus? Do as he says, hallelujah. Everything come out from God's lips. It's just to obey. Either we learn by instruction or we learn by correction. Ask Jonah to testify when he went on a weekend. He spent a weekend in the belly of a fish, and he understood that what it is to start obeying God this morning. If you want the victory, if we want to move on, if we want to win, if you wish to win this morning, it is time to obey God. Pastor John, behave yourself this morning. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Ayatalamashi. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. If you don't hear, you will feel. Back to the moderator in Jesus' name. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Pastor John, for that powerful word this morning on obedience. We bless God for you, man of God. We will be calling you back to the line to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love, for your joy. We thank you for this new day that you have allowed for us to wake up in, God. And we pray that your will be done in our lives here on earth as they are in heaven, Father. We thank you for Pastor John, and we thank you for the message that he gave us this morning on obedience, Father. And I pray that our ears were open to receive what you said, Lord. I pray that our hearts were open to receive what you said, Father. And I pray that you would just continue to bless him, bless his ministry, bless his family. I decree and declare that every need will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just thank you for each and every caller who is on this line under the sound of my voice. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will realize that you are their God and that with you all things are possible, and without you they cannot do anything. And so right now I speak healing, I speak deliverance, I speak peace, I speak salvation right now in the name of Jesus. And we stand on your word and your promises, oh God, because they are true, Father. They are real. They are not void. And we thank you, Father, for the miracles, for the signs and the wonders that you are allowing to be seen in 2015. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are touching Dr. P.K. Roberts, that you are healing right now, Father, and that restoration is on the way for her. And we thank you for each and every single artist distributor. And I speak right now that their goals for the month of July will be met in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. And we thank you for the founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. And we speak right now in the name of Jesus that all of the desires of their heart will be met in Jesus' name, Father. So we just thank you for this day. We praise you for this day. We magnify you and we glorify you for this day that you have made, Father. So on this faithful, fruitful, filling Friday, we pray that you would just take us into the kingdom and let us share with the world how you have changed our life, Jesus. And these things we ask in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare them to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. So once again, we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call today, you could dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. Remember, after part two of this call, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-pound. And so remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace. Go out and be great. Command your day and make your day great. And remember that God loves you, and we love you more here on the Master's Call. We will be going over to part two, but first I'm going to ask Pastor John to come back and give us the benediction for those of you who will be leaving us at this time. Pastor John, are you there?
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow.
Amen. Same to you, Pastor John. Okay, so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to the line one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, the woman of victory, the prophetic, the practical, none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a word, Pastor John. What a word. I tell you, if we don't hear it, we will feel it. And I think everybody on this line could adapt, not even here in America. It don't have to be just for you in the islands. That when we couldn't hear it, our mother, our parents helped us feel it. And it is the key, obedience, powerful, powerful word. I was hoping I would go see you last night and hug your neck, but I tell you, I feel the love, I feel the love. Thank you for all you do. You have always been so faithful and consistent. to our artist family and our TFC family, and we do not take it lightly. Thank you for that rich, rich word. To our host, Minister Tiffany, thank you so much. Early in the morning out there in California, getting up, and us always hearing the sunshine of God in your voice. And to Minister Wanda there in Chicago. I tell you, we're a family all over the country. Thank you for saluting God's people and helping them get situated in the sanctuary, the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. Just greetings, greetings to all of you. You know on Friday is our and I just praise God that we had a great, just giving you before we go into prayer request, last night we had a phenomenal meeting here in Houston. Our founders were there. I tell you, Mother Armenia has more energy than the Duracell battery, jumping up and down, dancing, and Papa and Alejandre were all here in Houston. Phenomenal meeting, along with Dr. Raphael Spiller. And we have some wow, is all I could say. Exciting things that are being rolled out. I'm excited. Today is my 7th year with Artists International, and 7th year of completion and maturity. I give God all the glory and praise. On July 31st, 2008, I started my journey with Artists and have been honored and humbled to pray for this company, to stand in the gap, to host this call and found this call. So exciting, exciting time. We had leaders in, literally the Lewises, Anastasia and her husband, Platinum Presidents, were in from the Bahamas. Platinum President Robert Jackson was in, and our own Platinum President Phyllis in Dallas was there. I'm trying to go around the table in my mind. Dr. Karen was in from South Carolina. We know the Houston team, that we are so grateful, but I mean they came in, and my dear, dear, dear Flanagans, who are celebrating 24 years of marriage today, just got a chance to hug on their neck. So we just know that God's hand and the prayers of the righteous are right here with us. We just are full. I'm tired, but I'm happy to just spend quality time with our artist family. So keep praying. In this season of transition, I am so sorry. I'm having a brain freeze. There's a new gentleman that has been brought on, and he was a triple diamond. And I can't tell you all of his resume with Herbalife, with Amway. And he is in to help us and has brought just such new focus and energy. And we'll be learning more about him. So keep praying, artist family. God is doing what he's doing with the shifting and the sifting. Don't be alarmed. Just hold on to the horns of the altar and know God has it all in control. So just wanted to give that praise report. Also, our beloved co-founder is doing extremely well. I had texted a picture that she had sent, her daughter had sent me to most of the leadership team. Literally the next day, they had her up walking, and now she thinks she's grown. She's taken even more and more steps. For those of you who didn't know, she made the decision to have knee replacements on both knees at the same time because she told me she did one at a time. She may not go do the other, so she let them do both. And we just praise God for her recovery, asking you to please keep her lifted up in prayer. I just know God is doing it. She's getting situated today in her rehab, so we're on phase two. So continue to lift her. Dr. P.K. Roberts up in prayer. For those of you, I see some new numbers and met a lot of new people last night who were joining and coming into Artists. We're making it clear we're one company. Our Hispanic market was out in full force, and it was so neat to hear the interpretations going back and forth. So I see a lot of new numbers on the board. We passed out our cards, inviting so many more to be a part of our Master's Call family. Minister Tiffany mentioned it. But I'll say it again, this call is for you, men and women of God. If you have a word in your belly, you don't have to be an ordained ministry. You just have to have an ordained word to bring forth. Email us at info@themasterscall.net. If you'd love to serve on the team, I'm looking forward. We got three people who are interested in coming on, and I'll be following up with them this weekend. We always welcome you to be a part of what God is doing on the Master's Call. And, wow, coming up on October 25th, I was sharing with them last night, will be 5 years God has allowed us. Does the time fly? 5 years that every day, we haven't ever missed a day, Monday through Friday, whether it's a holiday or not, we've been here lifting up the name of Jesus. So we're going to ask you all to continue to pray for Artists International. I tell you, there's a new excitement. You know, when the enemy tries to come in and say things and do things, it makes you fortify your faith. It makes you remember what it's all about, and that's about helping the people of God. Sharing is caring. Caring is sharing what we have. So at this time, again, *6 and then 1, and you'll come into the queue, and we'll take your prayer request this morning. All right, this looks like a North Carolina number, 9161. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. This is Zaviera Steele calling out of Durham, North Carolina. First of all, I wanted to say thank you and God bless you to the founders of this call. This definitely was called by God. God definitely is doing this. And so I'm a missionary in the area of Durham, North Carolina. I've mm-hmm. said yes to God in obedience. And there's ministries here. We're setting out now to evangelize the community, the area, young people. And so I just want to ask for the corporate prayers of the people on this call, because my intent is to get the people connected also to this phone call as well, because we have services at our local worship facilities on Sundays and Wednesdays and Fridays. But this call has really edified my life. It helps give me direction, and you know, it keeps me encouraged. And so I thank you again, the founders of this call, and I ask that you would pray for the people in Durham, North Carolina, that they would get connected as well, because God is not a God of false balance, and he has pleasure in the prosperity of the saints. And if we could just hear the word and apply it to our everyday lives, we can make some serious changes. So again, if you all would keep us in prayer, I've partnered with Hope Church International. That's where I go to school at. The founder there is Pastor Nathaniel Fuller. Again, I'm Zaviera Steele. And we are actually going out into the community next week. There is an event. And so I just ask for your prayers that the minds will be changed, the mindset mm-hmm. will be changed of the people here, and that they will get connected, and that we can turn the whole United States upside down in mm-hmm. Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, you know I wrote down your number since you're part of our artist family to get with you, Evangelist, because we need always for us to bring that burden in our heart. Like every time Pastor Everett Thomas gets on, he's talking about artist care and helping and sharing, and it'll be an honor for us to lift up the work that you're doing in that Durham, North Carolina area. Thank you. Thank you so much, woman of God, for calling in this morning. All right, we're going to head on out to Indiana to our beloved Miss Jackie. Good morning. Good morning, sweetheart. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your anniversary for Artists International. And tomorrow I celebrate my anniversary as well. It would be 6 years for me tomorrow.
Hey, congratulations to you.
So, I am calling this morning because I want you to lift me up in prayer, because my life is transitioning and I want to be obedient to God, so that message is right on point to me. I don't want to feel. I want to be obedient. So keep me lifted up in prayer. There's a huge event that's about to happen here in Indianapolis, and the leader of that event contacted me instead of me contacting her. So I was a little bit reluctant to take her invitation, but I'm going to do it because I feel that it was led by God for me to be there. So keep me uplifted in prayer that I'll have everything I need and I will be successful in this endeavor that I'm about to take.
All right, and we definitely got you covered. And step out in faith. You can all, God will always give us what we need, equip us, strengthen us, and guide us. And we do love you so much. Is there anyone else before we go to prayer? That's everyone in the queue so far. We always on Fridays dedicate this time to stop and allow you to give your prayer requests, to give your praise reports about what God is doing in us and through us. All right, from H-Town, 7289. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Maria Taylor.
Good morning. Got a chance to meet Pastor Marie last night, and she hung out with us afterwards. Huh? We were out really last night, and I just so appreciate you hopping right on the call this morning. Blessings, woman of God.
Well, God bless everyone. I just was so excited to meet the people last night and just thank God for being in a business that is centered around God and helping people to get to the next level in their lives. We're soliciting your prayers. God spoke to us and told us to go from the pews to the streets. And so this is what the call that we have on our lives, the assignment. And the word this morning from Pastor John was just a right on time word to be obedient in what God is calling us to do. God is doing a different thing this season, and we have to be sensitive to what the Lord wants us to do. And for it's not about our will, but it's about his will being done. And so next week we'll be celebrating our 2-year anniversary, and we're going to have a host of men because the Lord said we do a lot as women, but the men don't have much that they do. And so he said bring together the men, and the women are welcome as well, but the topic is God is getting ready to reposition you. And so we're going to be doing that, and we have men that's coming together that's going to be praise and worship leaders, and because men need to know how men should be worshiping. It's not just a women thing. It's all of us worshiping God. And so I just thank God, and I solicit your prayers that you be praying with us, because we want to not just have people from the church, but we want to have those that are in the world so that people can come and be saved.
Amen.
So that's our heart. Amen.
Amen. Well, I tell you, it was such an honor to meet you. I love your spirit. We look forward to hearing your voice more on the Master's Call and with our artist family here in Houston. And I got her flyer, and we're going to definitely keep announcing it and definitely reminding our Houston area. 2 years, I tell you, that's awesome. And then to speak to the men, for them to be the covering that God's called them to be, is absolutely awesome. So thank you so much, Pastor Marie, for calling in this morning. And we will definitely, at our time of prayer, be lifting you up. I tell you, me and her had a good time with all of our out-of-town family. You all really pray for Robert Jackson. You know we love Platinum President Robin, but he needs prayer. He had himself a good time, if didn't anybody else. All right, we're going to keep moving. I think 510 is the Bay Area. 9625, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, great morning, good morning, great morning. Thank you so much for this call. It's a wonderful blessing to be on it, and I appreciate all of you for being here.
Well, good morning. What is your name?
My name is Donna Marion from Las Vegas.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I love this call so much. I don't get always the opportunity to say anything because I keep my grandkids every day because mom and dad goes to work, but they're knocked out so I can talk. I'm on the challenge and weight loss challenge, 90K, and I've been working out and weight's been coming off. My knees started bothering me, and the doctor told me I have arthritis in my knees. So I'm believing God for healing because I need to get back on walking again. I need this weight to fall off for this challenge, and I just need you to pray with me that whatever the doctor said, there's a bigger doctor, and his name is Jesus, and I just need healing in my legs and in my knees and in my body in the name of Jesus.
Amen, and I'm going to say, like I've learned from our Queen Victoria, you know, arthritis is mainly a lot of inflammation, so if you could crank up that crayon aloe in your body some more and drink more of it in the morning and the evening, it will help immensely.
I will definitely do that.
With your challenges, and I'm going to unmute Miss Tiffany. She unmuted her own self. Minister Tiffany, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I would like to add, are you currently taking the omega-369?
No, I'm not.
Okay, incorporate the omega-369 into your daily regimen, and I'm going to suggest to you to take at least 2 to 3 capsules 3 times a day. Okay, so that's 9 omega-369s a day. Also,
okay.
Are you on Pure Noni?
Pure Noni. No, I'm not. Ooh.
Okay, so that will be the next thing that I would ask you to incorporate into your regimen is the Pure Noni. Not only taking the Pure Noni by mouth, but Pure Noni is great. It's the number one natural antibiotic, and it is a pain reliever. So you can also put a little bit of Pure Noni in your actual hand and rub it into your knees, and I guarantee it will make your body feel brand new. So you
Praise
just have to
God.
Consistently use it all the time, like daily. Like I said, 3 times a day, both of them. Just apply them to the areas where you have the pain, the Pure Noni, and watch it work for you. So I wanted to share that with you this morning. And while Dr. Vanessa has me open, a few weeks ago, Pastor Chuck came on the line on Wednesday, and he basically prophesied over the TMC family here on the Master's Call. And he said, make sure that you get on the line and you share the praise reports of the prophecy. And so during that particular week, my son, Kalon, he plays basketball, and he was injured. Had a mouth injury, was bleeding on the basketball court. Praise God that he had braces. None of his teeth actually came out. And they said if he did not have the braces on, and if he was not covered by the blood, then his teeth would have been on the ground. And I just stand here today to let you know that when we went to the doctor the next day, that everything was still in alignment. Even though the blood came out, nothing really moved. And so I praise God for Pastor Chuck. Also, he spoke increase, and I'm just going to say that my numbers in my back office have been increasing. Also, I received a increase in pay on my job and actually a little bit of a bonus on my job. So I praise God for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that he is doing in our lives in 2015. And as we stay in obedience, as Pastor John said this morning, to the Lord Jesus Christ first, I do believe that greater and new things are ahead of each and every single one of us. So I thank you guys. And also, of course, you know, out here in L.A., they are shooting. And so I thank God for his continued protection around myself and Kalon as we go out every day, that no bullets will come our way in Jesus' name. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Woman of God, did you have anything else, or was that it for you? Miss Donna. Okay, did I lose her? Let me. Donna, was
no,
that
thank
it?
You so, thank you so much. That is perfect. I will get all of that today. Thank
you. Because, you know,
God,
we have the best Noni there is. I hate it, but I drink it every morning because I used to struggle with fibroids, and it totally removed them from my body by drinking just 3 ounces every morning. So we have the best strong grade Noni. So thank you, Miss Tiffany, for telling you. So, Donna, now you know. So go do, right?
I will. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to getting back out there and walking again. I'm so excited. Thank you for your help.
All righty. Amen. Amen. All righty. I think this is a cute notice. Atlanta number 6640. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Hi. Good morning. This is Montez from Atlanta.
Oh, good morning. Glad to hear you this morning. I just wanted to call thank Pastor John and all the pastors on the line. This call is such a blessing. The evangelist that called in, I really connected with her because I just pray that this call can go, you know, worldwide and a lot of people can hear it because it's just been a blessing to me. I'm still here with grandchildren and I can't get out a lot and I can't go to church anymore. So this has just been a huge blessing. I look forward to hearing Minister Tiffany's voice in the morning. Her voice is just, it's just something about her voice that's just really soothing, you know, to hear. I don't know if other people feel like that or not, but it's just been a huge blessing. I'm going back to work part-time to teach at the college.
Okay.
So, you know, that will allow me to, you know, purchase my products more and kind of get back in the workforce. And this is, I thank y'all so, so much. Yeah, this the ministers on here in this call, wow, I can't even.
To God be the glory. Well, that's why we do it, for people like you every day to encourage your heart, and that's what makes it worth it. And so many of our TMC team is on the line, and I always remind them that we have no idea of the lives that we're touching and affecting and influencing for God's glory. So thank you so, so much. And I hear those little babies, and we still pray for you and lift you up. And when I saw your brother, I can't remember where I was, I said, your sister called in, the Juice Man sister out of Ohio. So we love you, and thank you. Anytime you want to call in, you know we're here for you. And the website, 24/7 kind of thing, where you can just click and listen to any of the messages. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you again so much for calling in, and we're going to head out to the Detroit area. That's a Michigan number, 9508. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Hey, good morning. God bless you. Pastor Everett Thomas here from Detroit, Michigan. this is a best call this morning, and thank God for the word, and praise God for Pastor John, and praise God for Dr. V and all that you do for the TMC call and artists at large. I just praise God for the TMC family and the stick-to-itiveness that we have in artists. And we praise God. We're looking forward to even greater things are coming. Come on, somebody. Amen. And it's coming our way. And I'm believing God for increase financially as well as ministry-wide. And God will indeed increase our territory. That's my prayer request.
All righty. I got it, man of God. And many of you know Pastor Everett Thomas is one of our regular speakers, has been with us since the beginning. We praise God for you, man of God, and we've got that down, and we will definitely lift you up. The queue, it was full, so if there's anybody else, we will definitely take your prayer request now. So we don't want to ever leave anybody out. All righty. I'm trying to write and talk at the same time. Okay. I don't see anyone else in the queue. We again remind you, this is your time. Dr. PK and I specifically said we wanted Fridays to always be the time where we stop and take prayer requests and do corporate prayer. And I tell you, I just want to try to help you picture all the excitement that was in that room last night, and when you hear all the awesome new things that God is going to be doing in our company and for us, and the expertise that he has brought to us, the love that Papa spoke, I tell you, I knew I was at church, and I know Pastor Marie will agree, you can just hear the Spirit of the Lord in his voice when he talks, and shares his vision and his heart and what he wants. And
even how, you know, he was let go from at 50 years old at starting this company in 1990, and look what God has done and is doing. And with his wife right by his side, it was just beautiful to see all the leaders and all the people of God that had come in who caught the vision. And I see our praise, our song this year, Sharon Stowers on the board this morning, to see her there, and to see Joanne Goody, who we know is, my God, the aerobics, the queen, and they did such a beautiful presentation and display. And Executive President Candy, we all know that she's just so on top of coordinating that meeting. So such a spirit of excellence, letting us know that, you know, when God takes us through dips and valley, the richest fruit, I know this from Texas, the best fruit comes from the valley. The best watermelons and tomatoes and grapes and oranges and plums, they come from the valley. And that may seem like a dark place and a hard time, but if you hang on and press on, as Pastor Thomas always says, there's a blessing in our pressing. We're going to watch God show up and show out. Oh, it's coming to the queue, so we're going to go to
Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we cannot let this call close out without celebrating you and saying happy artist bursary to you. And we thank you, woman of God, because you have been here. You said 7 years. I've been connected with the Master's Call going on 5 years. And I want to say there has never been a day in all of these years where you have not been here for us here on the Master's Call. And so we thank you for being victorious. We thank you for sharing and spreading your anointing, your prophetic words, your messages. We thank you for all of the acronyms that you have shared with us, because truly you have been our mother eagle. You have pushed us out of the nest into places that we probably would never have gone before. We thank you for speaking into our lives. We thank you for holding down the board here on the Master's Call and then going over to the Morning Motivational Call. Any time that you have been called on, you have been there. People don't know what you go through, but God knows. And I thank you for showing us and demonstrating us as your example of truly what a woman of God is. We thank you for just loving and caring for your mother, Mother Josie, and just allowing God to do great and new things in your life. And so I speak right now that 7 years, 7 years, that means completion. Not completion that it's over, but I'm saying 7 years that God is getting ready to do some new and great things in your life. So I look forward to continuing to celebrate with you. We honor you here on the Master's Call. We love you greatly, and we thank God for you and what he's getting ready to do in the next chapter of your life. So today here on the Master's Call, we say happy, happy, happiest of anniversaries, artistversaries to you, Dr. Vanessa. We love you.
Wow. Thank you, and I receive it. What a pleasant surprise. And that blesses me because, man, you are one who has grown so much, and it's just been an honor having you and so many of you all in my life. So thank you. Thank you for that. I am so humbled. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we love you. We exalt you on this faith-filled, fruitful Friday. We thank you for what you've done. We're excited about what you're doing, and with that spirit of expectation, we look forward to what you're going to do. Father, we thank you because when we didn't know what to do, we didn't know where to go, we didn't know how to do, thank you that the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, the God, the instructor, has ordered our footsteps and continue to stir up in us a spirit of faithfulness, a spirit of consistency, embracing the word today, a spirit of obedience. We thank you for the man of God who you use today, Pastor Glenn John. Bless him. Pour virtue back into him. Thank you for his faithfulness and consistency and such a bright light in Artists International on this, the Master's Call. A fresh wind blow in his life, his family, his ministry, his business, everything he touches. Blessed for your glory. Father, we send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to our beloved co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I thank you for strength in those knees, healing, and just do a miracle in the making. Father, I thank you that that she has been such already a joy to the staff and the hospital and the doctors and nurses and all that are attending to her. And as she goes on this next leg of the journey of rehabbing, I thank you that there will be a complete healing and those knees will be even better than before. I just thank you for a swift rehabilitation for her body. Continue to encourage her heart and her mind and her family. Father, we just thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and continue to put the blood hedge of protection around them and traveling mercies for them. We continue to lift up Dr. Spiller and his family. And Father, even this new consultant that's come on to help us as we are reloading, restructuring, reformatting, but utmost soaring even higher in you as your ministers in the marketplace. We lift up Evangelist Bobby. You heard her cry for evangelistic work in Durham, North Carolina. Father, I speak the breaking of the yokes and the Spirit of the Lord to come in big. Use this, your mighty mouthpiece, to speak your word. Father, make the hearts of those people pliable, hungry, crying out, what must I do to be saved? Father, I just thank you that you use her mightily as we pray for her, that God, you work through her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for our beloved Miss Jackie. I thank you for the doors and the opportunities that you're presenting to her. I thank you in this season that you're stretching her. And because she truly loves you and loves God's people, I thank you for the favor of God that will continue to fall on her life and all that she touches. We continue to call out her name, and to lift up her son Joseph. And Father, as we always lift up Joseph and Malachi and the Cool family and Jackie Henderson's family, we thank you for the peace of God. We don't forget the prayer request previously about the documentary that's coming up for Joseph. You just be in the midst of it all. But we thank you for the growth in Jackie. We thank you for the wisdom of God that abounds within her. Use her mightily in your name and for your name. We thank you for our dear Pastor Marie, Father, to be a shepherd, to be a frontline warrior in the trenches. I just thank you for her love for you. I thank you for her ministry. I pray for this upcoming second anniversary that you bless it, God. We call the people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you that her goal is that God is getting ready to reposition you, that we submit to the shifting and the sifting as you are placing us, positioning us for purpose. So we speak this anniversary successful, blessed, that each and every mouthpiece comes with a message straight from the throne room of God. We thank you for their traveling mercies here to Houston, to the meeting. Father, we thank you that the budget is met. We thank you that deliverance of souls. We thank you, Father, that the word comes across clear and with a clarion sound from heaven. We thank you that it's followed, like you said in Mark 16, by miracles, signs, and wonders. We speak the blood of Jesus around our dear Pastor Marie. Use her mightily for your glory. Father, we thank you for Sister Donna from Las Vegas. We pray for those in need. We call them healed. We send that word of Jehovah Rapha, and as she does all she could do using these awesome artist products, I thank you that you're going to do what she cannot do. And Father, I see her already walking strong and tall for you. We curse the spirit of pain. You're a name, and you have no place in her life. So we thank you for the praise report that is even yet to come from our sister Donna. We thank you for Sister Montez, and we thank you that we're humbled that this call serves as a beacon and a light that encourages her heart, that stirs up the gifts of God inside of her. Thank you as her hands touch those babies and share the love of Christ, that they're Jesus, your hands extended. We thank you for the part-time job. We thank you for all you're giving and doing in her. I just speak strength to her body, joy in her spirit, peace in her heart. Oh, God, use her that as her steps are ordered by you. And as she goes in the highways and byways, she is also your minister in the marketplace. Father, we thank you for Pastor Everett. We're believing, God, for the increase financially, the increase in his ministry, the increase, Father, in everything he touches. I thank you for him, God, with such a heart for the least of these. Increase the Jabez prayer. Expand his borders. Father, he loves you and he loves God's people. So I thank you that you're blessing his artist business even the more as you bless all of our artists, our artist businesses, that we all grow in you and use the creativity that comes from the Holy Ghost, the strategies that you send down from heaven, and the favor that flows through us to go before us so that we see the increase individually and corporately. We thank you for the praise report from Tiffany about Kalon. We thank you that even in this new season and this year of his life, that the talents and the skills, Father, you're continuing to stir up the gifts and refine his character. We pray for a Damascus Road encounter even the more. He loves you, but take him even deeper as he goes to this youth camp. I just thank you, Lord God, for Tiffany and all the single-parent moms on this line, all the moms and dads on this line. Father, they are raising up and training men and women of God for the future. Give them divine insight. Father, give them the strength. Father, give them the finances that they need. Give them the village of people who will speak, thus said the word of the Lord, with their family. And Father, I thank you even for the special prayer request I received from my dear friend Felicia, who's going in for back surgery this morning. Father, we call Felicia the healed and whole. We thank you that even as the doctors, every surgeon, every nurse, every anesthesiologist, anybody and everybody that comes in that room have your healing hands. So we call this surgery successful in the name of Jesus. And for the unspoken prayer request on this line this morning, Father, you know, and we thank you that you said in your word that not one word of our prayers, of our petitions, of our declarations and decrees will return void because they're wrapped in the blood of Jesus. They're anointed to destroy every yoke. So we don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now that we have victory in you, in our homes, in our families, in our artist business, in our going in and our coming out, that the light of Christ shines. So, Father, as we end this time of intercession, we thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing in us. And we, as we go out this weekend, will have a word of worship on our lips. As we go out this weekend, we'll produce good fruit that will remain. As we go out this weekend, we'll fight the good fight of faith because we are your anointed, appointed, ordained ministers in the marketplace. So we seal this time of prayer, calling it done, decreeing that it is done, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, thanks to each and every one of you. Without you, this call would not be successful. Thank you for that expression of love for my seven-year anniversary today. And I tell you, I'm just excited. I'm full, and I want us to go out and make it happen in our world, our circle of influence, being that minister in the marketplace. Bye-bye.